3 Nephi chapter 7. The king men kill the chief judge and destroy the government, which causes everyone to break up into tribes. But nonetheless, there are no wars. But everybody is broken up. And then it explains why they have broken up and the cause of all the problems they're having. And that's because they yielded themselves to Satan. So again, you have to ask, what did they yield to? Now, they didn't have wars, and they didn't have all these other sins that we like to say, like drugs and everything else. I mean, they might have, but the point is, that's not what they're talking about, yielding up to Satan. The drugs and the violence and all that are only manifestations of wickedness. What did they yield themselves to? And that was, they yielded themselves to wanting their pride and their desires, meaning their desires for gain, power, and glory. They were not, again, it wasn't these outward manifestations and sins. It were the feelings of their heart that had changed, and that's what it meant. They yielded their heart to Satan because they wanted these other things, and as I say, even as today. Well, it says that there were only few righteous among them. Again, what does righteous? The righteous means repentant, meaning they continued to want to repent or to progress. And it says in verse 8 that the more part were like the dog to his vomit, meaning that they turned like their dog to their vomit. And what is the vomit again? I say, what was it? But again, it wasn't drugs and all these things that we like to put up. It was their desires for gain, power, and glory. Yea, the vomit could be said their pride. They wanted to be lifted up. This was their, this is the thing that the devil will use, and he's repeated over and over in the Book of Mormon that he uses to, that he offers, if you want to call it, to the people to get them to do wickedly. And again, we have to stress we are completely in that state today. Then it says that Jacob is made the king over the biggest tribe, or those who formed the secret combination to kill the chief judge, who had been, as we said, the lawyers, judges, and high priests. And he was the chiefest that was against the prophets who testified of Christ. Now, today, those leaders say, oh, no, we're not against Christ. We believe in the atonement. Do we believe in the atonement? When the belief in the atonement means that we see that we owe everything to Christ, and so therefore we're willing to do anything he tells us. It's the first step in coming unto Christ. They don't believe that. They just say, well, we believe that that he's atoned for our sins so that now we can repent. But then they don't really talk about what they need to repent of either. They just talk about when someone else needs to repent. And again, you know, it's a lip service, but the point is that today we'll have those that will come out and begin to prophesy to turn back to Christ, and that we need to make him our leader and make him our personal guide and so forth. And this will destroy the power and the craft of the leaders of church and government and business of today. And obviously when people turn to Christ and they're not interested in lawyers, they're not interested in insurances, so on and so forth. So again, it'll be the merchants, lawyers, and church leaders who will combine against them. And this is just following the Book of Mormon as it being a type, and then applying it to our day. Well, Jacob's tribe then takes off, and because the other ones don't like them for destroying the government, and so they leave, and until they say that they can be strengthened by the dissenters, which is always the call of those that want power and authority, is that they're going to have all these dissenters that'll then allow them to go conquer the others. But nonetheless, they do have peace in the land, but they do not follow Christ, and they're not a righteous people. So therefore, Nephi goes out and he preaches to them, and he does many miracles throughout the land. He does all of them in the name of Christ. And again, this means he does it by the power of Christ, not his own power. And And this is in similitude. He's being the similitude of Christ's ministry in the old world. He's doing it here so that they all have the same... they all have the same thing to be a testimony of their wickedness or to be a blessing to the righteous. But why this is going on is with the, when the miracles increase, if you then have a stronger evidence that you then reject, and as you reject it, then you're making your final choice, and that's what again will happen in the last days. The full power of the Lord will become down upon the earth, and the wicked will still continue to reject it. And again, who is it rejecting? It's the leaders of the church, because it destroys their craft, it destroys their power. They're interested in power and the glory of men. They're not interested in following the Lord or sending you to the Lord. It also says that the angels minister to him daily. And again, do our leaders of the church talk about angels ministering to them daily? Of course not. They don't believe in that. But we continue to follow them as if the Lord cares about some administrative structure. And again, it says that, says in verse 21 that that few were converted unto the Lord. Now, this again, it's not unto a church; it's unto the Lord. It's sorry that we have to repeat this over and over again in the Book of Mormon that. That we go to the Lord, and that's who we're being converted to, not to a church. And those that were converted, they signify that they had been visited by the power and Spirit of God, which is in Christ, which it then says was in whom they believe. Meaning that's who we believe in, that's who we follow, that's where we receive the Spirit and the power, directly from Christ. It says it then goes on to explain the exact mode of baptism. And it says that you're baptized by water, but who is baptized? Those who come unto repentance. And then later it says that they are repented and receive a remission of their the sins, and that's the remission of the sins that they've repented for. So there, and to make sure that you understood that, in verse 26 it then says a baptism unto repentance. Meaning that you baptize, that you're baptized, that you will follow the Lord and continue in repentance for all your life, in fact, for all eternity. That'll be your mode for continued progression. But we don't talk about that again today. We don't get into a clear discussion of discussing how each one of us needs to repent, what we can do to repent, and what we're trying to do. That is, again, void from the teachings of the leaders of the church. I am sorry that it continues to sound like I am anti-church, but the fact is we have been led astray, and we are been led away from the Book of Mormon, and we've been led away from Christ. And the teachings of the Book of Mormon are here to wake up the people to follow Christ. And the point is that you follow Christ and understand clearly that it is not follow a church or leaders of a church. It is following Christ. And when men, as here, follow leaders of the church who were good men, they ended up having a problem, because then that set them up for the state where it was easy for men to then come and be their leaders and lead them astray. It has never been that case. And if you have to have a man to follow, then there is ways to do that, but that is laid out most clearly on how to do that. But that is called an Aaronic order, and we are in this day not expected to live by that. And even in those days when they did do that, those leaders made it absolutely clear what the state was, and was encouraging all those who were following the men or the king that they learn to follow the Lord on their own also. And so there never is a state where you go to heaven based on following men and continuing to follow men. You must come unto Christ.